Welcome back to Real Estate New. I've got Vary with me, and we've been going over a lot of changes going on in the real estate world, and in fact, we're seeing some good things. The Dobbs-Frank, so Dobbs-Frank 2, have you heard any more on that update? It's supposed to maybe loosen up some, actually the noose around your neck?
Yeah, well, we hear that, but yet nothing has actually been...
Wait a minute, a politician said they were going to do something, they haven't done it yet.
Surprise, 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 surprise. It is very, very fast to act, but not very fast to react back to us again. So no big changes as of this minute with any of that. And you are hearing some things about things changing in August. That's not like ironclad yet, so let's wait till...
Which is good, because I've heard point blank that we're going to have the HUD statements 3 days before. And folks, I'm going to tell you exactly what if that does apply. I'm always hoping that that's not going to apply like we're thinking. Where you want to close your house in 30 days, and we have everybody moved up. And you have to orchestrate the closing nowadays.
Correct.
And you throw another wrench in that closing like that, I'm going to tell you, you can forget about a 30-day closing.
Now we're going to be back to the 45 days. We're going to be back to the 45 days again.
And I think that's a minimum.
Yeah, I think so too. I just think some of the stuff is silly. It's not that I don't think people should be able to see their statements and stuff, but I think that they should have the ability to choose whether they want it 3 days in advance or they want it one day in advance.
Not even going to, let's talk to people, because I think a lot of people don't understand this process. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my buddy over here, Jeremy Bryant. He's going to buy a house.
Yep.
And we're going to go, first thing we're going to do is we're going to go see you. We're going to go to Crockett Bank, and we're going to go up to the third floor and give Mary Sue a hug, say hi to Vicky, and say, Barry, I want to pre-qualify Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to pre-qualify him. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, first off, that's a huge, huge step in this process to get your house closed. That sucks off a lot of time right off the bat. First, it may help him get his house bought versus not have one. So then we're going to get the loan. So you're going to start processing that loan.
Correct.
Okay. We find him a house. I'll bring you the contract. So now you're going to do what?
We are going to, as soon as you give me the okay, we'll order the appraisal. In the meantime, we will verify his employment, verify his money, make sure his tax returns are the tax returns he gave the government. We just have a long, drawn-out process of stuff like that that we have to do. And then we order the appraisal. We get the appraisal in. After we get the appraisal
in... Well, can I stop you just for a second? Mm-hmm. Before, Vary could pick up the phone and order an appraisal. Now she calls Timbuktu.
Yeah, all done on the internet now.
Timbuktu passes out to BBY.
Right.
Okay, and then in case everything's not exactly blah, 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 it may have to go back to Timbuktu before it gets back to Vary. So it's not the boom, and we can check and say, how's it coming deal. That's already changed. That was with the
right.
The,
like you can ask me who got the appraisal, and I will not know. You'll be the first one, the realtor will be the first one to know.
Because they
me.
Have to get in the house with it, mm-hmm. Which is another deal. So, the appraisal's been done. I go, they haven't gotten the house yet. They haven't checked in the lockbox.
Right.
So, see, there's a time frame there.
Mm-hmm. And then we give a copy of the appraisal back to the buyer. We have to give a copy of the appraisal to the buyer. If there are repairs or anything, then, of course, in that period of time, then the repairs will be done. We submit the loan for final approval. And at that point, that's when the first time the underwriter actually looks at that file, okay?
And we're how many days into the contract?
And you're probably at least 15 days, possibly 20.
I'm going to say 20 because more than likely you had a 10-day option period.
Right, so then it would be, say, 20 days at that point. So she takes a couple of days to underwrite it, then gives us the list of what it's approved subject to. A list, okay? And then we go back to you and say, okay, these are the things we need. And most people are very, very kind about that. And I try to tell people up front, until we're done, I may ask you for more stuff. But I'm here to help you, so help me help you kind of a deal. Because I'll have some people who are like, I don't know, I'm not going to give it to you. But you have to help us get this stuff done. We give it to the underwriter. We get an okay on it. Then we order the legal documents.
You don't have a pat answer for that, don't you?
What's that?
I don't know if you remember, I had one. You called him a doo-doo head. I think I can say that on the radio. It's pretty nice, but that's what you call them. He goes, well, I'm not going to give her that. I'm not going to give her that. And so I just told him, I said, you don't have to give her anything. He goes, I don't. I said, nope, just pay cash.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have cash. Oh, then you got to give her all that stuff.
Yeah, and it'll seem like we're pulling your teeth out, I know, and we try to do it very kindly, but it's like you've got to give us that information. And nowadays, oh my gosh, they will say overtime. Because a lot of the old people have overtime, we got to prove that up like you cannot believe. So it's things you've got to give me that you never before had to give me. And it's just be patient with me as we work through it, and we'll get you closed.
But what she's talking about when they ask for all this stuff, I was actually getting my blood tested, And they asked me, which bank does it go to? And I said, no, it's just a medical exam. She said, oh, we thought it was one for your banker.
Yeah. I mean, that's
okay, I'm just kidding.
But, that's what it feels like. And we try to be humorous about it, and we try to tell people up front. There's even times now when we get ready to sell your loan after you're closed, they'll come back and ask me for something. And I've got to come back to you because if I don't have it for me to sell the loan. So it is really...
And by the way, you sign a piece of paper at closing that says if they come back, and you have to sign it.
Yeah, that says that you'll be more than... I always tell people that you would love to help me after closing. And it doesn't happen very often, but when it does, it's not me just trying to be nosy or me not wanting to do something. It's the fact of I've got to have it to sell the loan.
What do you do about 3 or 4 days right before closing?
Scramble.
Check what?
Check the credit. Always, 100% of the times, and I did one yesterday and had bought a new car, is...
Huge mistake.
Yes, we check your credit within 3 days of closing 100% of the times. Now, a lot of the times it'll be a soft pull, which means I won't recheck your credit score. But if there's been a long enough period of time and there are times I have to check your credit score. If your credit score's gone down, it has happened, then we just run like the wind to try to get your credit back up. So things can happen in between the start and the finish. Also, don't change jobs during the process if at all possible. That happens all the time. It's just that, because then we got to stop. Then we got to verify the new job. I have to have a pay stub with the new job. It can be a real pain in the rear end. So try to keep the same job till you're closed. I always tell people, after you're closed, we do not own you any longer. You can do whatever you want to at that point in time. Because I've had people that literally hung on to their jobs until we closed and then quit the next day to go to what they felt like was a better job. And that sure helped me for them not to do it during the process.
Well, and don't go see Miss Woods at Haverty's and buy a bunch of furniture.
Even though
I love the lady to death, she's a great sales lady. You buy a lot of furniture from her. Wait till after you close.
Exactly. I do too. And then go do whatever you want to if you think you can make those payments and your house payment. But it's just like, just use common sense is a lot of it. And remember, we're there to help you. And again, 99% of the people we deal with, easy breezy to deal with, and they're very kind and stuff. So we're only talking to probably a 1% group of people.
Actually, we're having people listen to our radio show, which I really appreciate, because we made a comment last couple of times, about Scott, you made a prediction that you think the rental market's going to change. And I do think the rental market's going to change. I think it's going to self-adjust. I want to buy, so they said, Scott, what if we want to start buying some rent houses? We think maybe rent houses might be an investment, because the price may go down. How can you help them with something like that?
Then basically the rental properties, I'm a big believer in doing a bank loan on those. Okay, can we on the mortgage? We can, but it's a pain in the hiney. So I'm a big believer in doing those on a bank loan. And like Crockett National Bank, they are very good and very kind, about 20%, sometimes 25%, depending on what your financials look like.
And probably the property.
And the property, exactly.
The raw land.
And also,
probably
you can do repairs to it. You might can get by with 20% if you're going to put quite a bit of money into the house, those kind of things.
So you can help them with a rent house. You can help them with a first-time person pay an FHA loan, which we've always had to have FHA loans because that was an easier way to get somebody a loan. But I'm still leaning at that fact that it's assumable. And you remember,
could be really important in the future.
You realize we've been doing this a long, long time.
We're old
in the business. Wise in the business. We're wise in the business. Let's
we're
say that.
Old. Yesterday I was talking to someone. They said, "How long have you been in the business?" And I said, "And I was like, oh my god." Way more than half of my life. So, yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, a long time.
But do you remember this? This is back when VA loans were assumable and FHAs were assumable back then. And we had some people were dying. They were paying, I'm going to say, well over sales price or what the house would appraise for, because they didn't have to get a new appraisal.
And it was easily assumable, but you didn't have to
qualify. To get 6.5-7% mortgages.
Right.
And so, see, I'm telling you, when it jumps back up to 6.5, and it's going to. It's just a matter of when. It's not if, it's when.
Right.
It's going to jump up. And somebody say, you say a house that say it's worth $100,000, I would not be surprised at all. You could sell it for $110,000.
Right. And if they can get a 4% interest rate.
If they can assume that loan.
Mm-hmm. And you're
so,
probably
so
right.
So there's some money there. So you will get your MIP back. What's the difference in MIP and PMI?
Nothing.
But just one's private mortgage insurance and mortgage insurance premium?
Yeah. There's just... FHA calls it MIP and conventional calls it PMI.
So the government just has to change.
It's the same
thing.
Different. It's the same
just to keep
thing.
Us
just
confused.
To confuse us, yeah. Okay. Just to confuse us.
So we've got the FHA, we've got conventional, we've got in-house, and we haven't talked about our veterans, and I know how good you do with our veterans.
I love veterans.
I do too.
Love veterans. And VA is, if you've got your VA available, it's the best loan you can do. period. Now, there are times I had a guy that I'm working with right now that I wanted to use 1 year's tax returns. So conventional was better because VA requires 2 years tax returns. Self-employed, 1 year was good, 1 year wasn't so good.
In fact, Brandon, who you got him a VA loan for me?
Mm-hmm. VA's awesome.
Because in fact, he came by the house and was just, he's just a friend now, just a super nice guy. Because make sure you tell that nice lady thank you again.
Oh, how sweet.
So, I mean.
How sweet. Yeah, we love our veterans. We love VA loans. We do. I'm not doing Texas Vet right now. And the only reason why is they sell all their loans to Citibank. And right now we're having a little bit of trouble selling to Citibank. And so we have, for the time being, kind of pulled out of the Texas Vet.
I mean, what would be the advantage?
The only reason that you'd go Texas Vet is if you're 30% or more disabled, you get a 0.5% off of the interest rate. So if you can get like a 3.5% or 3.25% 30-year fixed rate, that's a pretty good deal. But it's hard in San Angelo to find anybody.
You literally can go zero down on a VA loan. That is the only loan you can go zero down on.
It's the only thing you can go zero down on, and if you got enough price in there where the seller can pay the closing cost, you can get it for nothing.
And I had a seller say, why should he be able to put it down? They earned the right.
They're veterans.
They earned the right. They get something back.
You go fight for our country, and then
you get a house.
You can have the same benefit.
Yeah, so. That's exactly right. Hey, folks, Barry, I really appreciate it. I know you've been sick, but you still work no matter what, healthy or not. She's kind of like the mail service. She's there no matter what, rain, snow, or shine. We appreciate you coming in and talking
to
us.
Thank you very much.
Because you couldn't read today anyway, so we had somebody that could talk and knew their stuff right off the top of their head. That's Valerie.
There we go. So come see us if you need any type of a loan. Call us at 659-4949.
Have a great week. We'll catch you next week.